if Kuf Yud Beis, to go and soak a bunch of grapes in water in order that the sheleth, dirt, or some sort of thing which is disturbing you, and it's an insect, or any sort of dirt which is on the grapes, you want to go and take it off, so you soak it in the water, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, even if it is somuch la'achila. Because it's considered you're taking off bad from good, which is not the derech achila, the bad from good, you're not allowed to do that, even if it's somuch la'achila. So the same thing is, if you take and put in a stream from water, like you open the tap, and water comes down onto this bunch of grapes, then you're also not allowed to wash it off. If the washing is going to take off the bad from the good, because you're doing pseles mina oichel, samoch la'achila, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. The same thing is, if you want to go and soak a few fruit together, different sorts of fruit if they're all together, or if you've got strawberries, or you've got a few plums together which are dirty, which has got some insects on it, and you want to soak it into water, in order that the insects or the dirt should go away, or if you've got raisins, same thing, and you want to soak it, and the day you go to soak it, what's going to happen? The dirt is going to come away. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because you're taking away the bad from the good. Sif Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel is discussing when you got one fruit alone. Not till now we discuss when you got a few fruits together or you've got a bunch of fruit. Then that you're not allowed to do. But if you've got one fruit alone, some people say that you're allowed to go and put it into water. Some people say you're not allowed to put it into water. Some people say you're allowed to only wash it down in the water. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos because it's a derech achila. If it's only one fruit, if you do it samuch la'achila, you have to do it samuch la'achila, and it's considered like a klipa. We said if it's a peel, you're allowed to do samuch la'achila, the same thing. You're allowed to go and soak one fruit alone or wash it down with water, according to some people. Let's bring down the Shem Dechavanish that he said that you're not allowed to do that, even if it's only one fruit alone. So if Kuf Yud Dalet, fruit which has got on it dust, and some people like to clean it to take away the dust. One doesn't have a problem from taking off the dust from the fruit, because the fruit is considered clean, and the dust which is on it is not considered part of bad from the fruit, because most people eat it with that dust, so you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, no problem from Boya Pseudos, Mitarich Oichel. Seif Kuf Tes Vav. If you've got spray chemicals which are sprayed onto the fruit, it wants to clean the fruit from this spray which is sprayed against with chemicals on the fruit, and you see the fruit has got chemicals on it, and people don't like to eat it because of that, then it is better to take off the chemicals that spray from the fruit if it is recognizable, because it's considered pseudos mitoich oicho.
If one wants to soak chata, lettuce, or something which is like lettuce. Now, there is a difference when the soaking helps. If the soaking itself helps to take off the insects or the dirt which is on the alum, which is on the leaf, then it's considered you're soaking it to take off the insects with a lot of bunch together, which we learned before, to soak a bunch together, you're not allowed to do, to take off the bad from the good. So if the, with the soaking, the bad from the good comes off, then you're not allowed to soak it on Shabbos because you're doing Tfilas Mitzvah Eichon. But if the soaking itself does not take off the bad from the good, afterwards, after you soaked it, you have to go and wash down one by one, then it's considered you haven't done anything with the soaking yet. You haven't separated any bad from good. So what, how are you separating the bad from the good? Is by washing it down underneath the tap, the water. Then it's considered okay. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why? Because it's one leaf which one does separately, so not every leaf alone one does. Only if it's to do, that's what we said before, a few leaves together, because you have a few together, then it's considered the Issa from Boya. It's not the normal way to do it, it's a Terech Boya. But if you do one by one, you're allowed to do it. It comes out like this. The soaking itself, if one take comes off with the soaking, the insects or the dirt, that you're not allowed to do it because one soaks a few together. But if one has to, after the soaking, today to take off the dirt, one has to go and wash it down. The washing down is done one by one. If you do one by one, you're allowed to go and soak it on, you're allowed to wash it down on Shabbos, if it is Samoch L'Achila, like we learned before, in Sif Kuf Yud Gimel. Sif Kuf Yud Zayin. If one has ice on a challah, or on some sort of frozen food, one has ice on it. Now there is a difference, the Aruch HaShabbos says there's a difference if the ice is in a groove or if it's on top. He wants to make the difference, that what? If this is in the groove, he wants to say it is a problem from Boya. But if it's not in the groove, it is on top of it, he wants to compare it to the to Sif Kuf Yud Gimel, which we learned before in Sif Kuf Yud Gimel, that if it is only one food, you're allowed to take off the bad from the good, the Samoch L'Achila. He wants to say the same thing is, if you've got ice on top of the challah, not in the groove, you're allowed to do it Samoch L'Achila. Sif Kuf Yud Ches, if one wants to wash sauces, kalim, and you've got on it leftovers from food or dirt, then there's no problem of Boya to go and clean, to go and wash off the plate or any sort of food which is on the plate. The same thing is with cutlery. All these things is not considered Boya if one wants to take, clean it. Doesn't come bad, it's not considered you're taking bad from good. There's a lot of reasons said why, but the halacha is, it is not considered boya when one goes and cleans plates or a sakum, as they call it, cutlery. There's no problem altogether from boya, even if one doesn't do it Samoch L'Achila. Mitzvah didn't show the cleaning from the bad from the good is not considered. We're not discussing the halacha if you're allowed to go and to do mirun, if you're allowed to go and sort out the cutlery or sort out the dishes when we're washing them up. That's, we're not discussing that. We're discussing only taking off the bad from the good, taking off the leftovers from the food which is on the plate or on the cutlery. That's no problem from Boya. Even if you don't do it Samoch L'Achila, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos.